Well, today, some of the students at the Walnut Elementary School are going to enjoy a performance from Opera Iowa, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of that stuff today with Scott Ahrens. He's the musical director for the Opera Iowa group and their performance of the Billy Goat's Gruff that's going to be going on today in Walnut. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, excellent. You guys are doing a little bit of traveling to some of these schools around the state of Iowa. What's that all about?
Yes, we are. Well, Opera Iowa is actually the educational outreach section of the Des Moines Metro Opera, which is based in Indianola, Iowa. And we are in the middle of a 10-week tour throughout the state, presenting two operas, the Billy Goat's Gruff, a children's opera that we perform at elementary schools across the state. And we also do an evening performance of Rossini's opera Cinderella for communities and for families around the state as well.
Is this an outreach program, then, to get into the schools?
Yes, it is. Yep, we're deliberately trying to get out there and expose children, especially in some of the rural areas across the state, to this art form that, you know, otherwise they would never really get to, you know, experience at any point in their lives.
Well, it probably not. They would probably have to talk mom and dad into it, or mom and dad would have to probably drag them at that age to something like this. But it would probably also be something that would be over their heads. This gets to their level.
Yes, it does. You know, everyone thinks about opera as being, you know, something, you know, whether it's in a foreign language or something that is just very, you know, almost uppity. And we're just trying to get into the schools and just kind of break down those barriers and all those stereotypes, because really these are, you know, these are incredibly approachable pieces. The Billy Goat's Gruff, everything is in English, first of all, and it's with stories that, you know, children and adults can relate to. For both Billy Goat's Gruff and with Cinderella. And we've had really wonderful reactions, and the kids just, they just eat it all up.
Very good. Well, for folks who aren't or don't remember, because it's been so long now, don't remember the story of Billy Goat's Gruff, can you sum it up?
Oh, of course. So we basically just have three Billy Goats. In our production, we have one girl and two boys, and they are on their way home from school. And, you know, they're having a fun time playing a game of hide and seek, and then they come across a bridge where they are stopped by a bully troll who basically just kind of wants to have a few friends in the end. But so that's essentially the entire opera, and they just have to kind of overcome their differences and figure out, resolve the conflict, and get back home. So,
yeah, and you're also bringing a message to the youngsters.
Oh, yes, of course. You know, it has a very strong anti-bullying message. With the, you know, with the troll, and, you know, as he's the bully to the Billy Goat. And so the kids really learn some really valuable and wonderful lessons in this production.
Absolutely. So how does opera fit into this? Did you have to work this through, or was there something, a basis that you used to pull opera into the story of Billy Goat's Gruff?
Oh, great question. Well, our arranger, John Davies, who created the piece, actually ended up borrowing music from some really famous opera composers, Mozart, Rossini, and Donizetti. So music that we already know, and change the words. So the music is incredibly approachable. It's a story that we all know and love, and it's in English. So it's really easy to understand, and the kids are really able to connect with it.
Yeah, very good. Well, it sounds like something that the kids will have fun with. And, you know, really what it amounts to is, even if the kids don't necessarily think they may have an interest in opera in general, if you can just expose them to different types of music, it just widens their whole world.
Oh, of course. Yeah, and we're basically just trying to introduce them to opera and just say, you know, look, opera is just like any other type of music. It's no different from, you know, from country music or pop or musicals. You know, it's all basically, they're telling the same story in just slightly different ways.
How did you get hooked up with Opera Iowa?
Well, I am good friends with Brandon Hendrickson, who is a professor at the University of South Dakota. And that's where I did my undergrad. And his father, Dennis Hendrickson, is the box office manager at the Des Moines Metro Opera. So I made my connection through there.
And those names sound very familiar to folks here in Atlantic.
Yes, they're from Atlantic, I believe, right?
Absolutely. Very good. So quite the connection out there, too. Can you talk a little bit about the troupe and some of the talent that you have that you're bringing into Walnut today?
Oh, of course. Yeah, so the troupe is made up of, there are six singers that you will that the kids will encounter while we're in Walnut, and they're from all over the country. We have people from New York City, Atlanta, Georgia. We have someone from St. Petersburg, Florida, and then we have a few Midwesterners. We have a South Dakotan, Wisconsinite, someone from Minneapolis. And so, yeah, we're from just all over the country, and they all actually auditioned to be part of this, to be a part of Opera Iowa. There were about 900 singers that auditioned for these six roles. So it was highly competitive, and we have an incredibly talented bunch of singers that are coming to perform for you all today.
Now, do they also perform as part of the Des Moines Metro Opera, or is this something exclusively that they do?
Well, many of them will be returning for the Des Moines Metro Opera's summer festival season, and they do. So over the summer festival, you know, the DMMO will be presenting three main stage operas and one in the city of Des Moines. Many of these singers will be involved with that as well.
Very good, very good. How much time and preparation is spent in getting these shows ready to perform and go out on the road?
Well, we ended up spending about 3 weeks, actually, in the early January. We all got together in Indianola and rehearsed, learned all the staging, and all the singers ended up learning the music beforehand, and they came prepared and ready to go. And so it's really fast-paced, but they're all professionals, and we move really, really quickly through it, and we hit the road.
Do you get a chance when you go out to these different types of performances in the school, Scott, to really kind of visit with the students? You don't just perform. You get a chance to talk to them a little bit about what they're going to experience and how this can fit into their lives?
Yes, we do, and I think that's the most important part of what we do in this outreach program. We actually present workshops, three different workshops before the main performance. Let's Make an Opera is one of them, Decide, Design, Direct, which focuses more on the technical aspects of theater and opera, and then Singers and Vocal Styles, which kind of goes through and explains the differences and similarities between many of the different vocal styles that we're all familiar with. And in those instances, we get to work one-on-one with much smaller groups. So usually it's a classroom of anywhere from 15 to 50 students, and we interact with them. They ask questions. And we ask them questions, and it's a really wonderful learning experience, and it gets, it makes it much more intimate, and it gives students a chance to really kind of get to know us and for us to get to know them as well.
Well, and that's the most important part, too, is the outreach, the being able to make these youngsters understand and not just enjoy the performance, but actually understand where it comes from and how this all puts together. The music business, no matter what part you fit into it, is a very difficult business. It's very competitive, and these youngsters, some of them may have an interest in something like that someday.
Oh, and I definitely hope so. Even if this is just a little bug in their ear to begin with, I hope that they at least continue and, you know, grow to appreciate the art form, and even potentially if they just one day decide, hey, let's go see a show at the Des Moines Metro Opera or Opera Omaha or wherever in their, you know, their local opera company. That's what really matters, and that's what we're hoping to achieve.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, this is not a public performance. This is for the school children, correct?
Correct. It's for the elementary school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Do you do many public performances before the regular Des Moines Metro Opera season opens up?
We do. We do quite a few. Usually that's our main show, our evening production of Cinderella. We do that, and those are almost always open to the public. You can actually check out our website, DesMoinesMetroOpera.org. We do end up doing like about 20 of those performances. And it should show exactly where they are, and the likelihood is that there will be one in your area. And they should show ticket prices, but most of the time they are free and open to the public.
Awesome. Well, in addition to sound, you've got to have a visual display. I assume you've got great costuming for these kids to experience.
Oh, yes, we have it all. We have a wonderful large set and beautiful costumes, and we want to give them the whole experience.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and the Walnut students are going to be having a good time with the Billy Goat's Gruff as presented by the Opera Iowa touring troupe that will be performing there today. Scott Ahrens, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I know you got a lot of great sponsors that are involved in something like this. Nothing like this with the arts can happen without good support.
That is correct.